John Russell. You know as much as anyone, better than most, that all legislation begins its journey in the House of Representatives.
Good legislation.
all good legislation, John points out. There's leadership in the House that is going to be, I would say, every bit as important as anybody else in shaping legislation. Share with us, if you will, who those leaders are and what we might expect of them.
Well, certainly there is a plan that exists, and it's called The Better Way. And I think that what that plan shows is, or is a result of, some very hard discussions amongst members of leadership, committee leaders, rank-and-file members on the Republican side of the aisle, as to a path forward. That said, I think it's really important to understand, but that plan is not very prescriptive. And there are significant opportunities to engage, and that engagement will happen. And it's going to, you'll see it at labor, Ed and Labor. You're going to see it at Energy and Commerce. You're certainly going to see it in Ways and Means. Senate, you're going to see it with Mr. Enzi in the Budget Committee. You're going to see Mr. Alexander. You're going to see Mr. Hatch. Speaker Gingrich mentioned that he was looking forward to the hearings. I think we all are. I think that this is a, while there will be pressure, and I think Mark Meadows is the new chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, is certainly going to be one of those that's going to play an important, possibly not constructive policy role, but certainly pushing the leadership and pushing the committees in a direction. We'll see if the pushback comes from the Main Street guys or the RSC to counter that. But I think you're going to see an effort for as much collaboration and participation as possible. These are known, for the most part, known characters. These, 36 times in the last two Congresses or so, thereabouts, the House has voted to repeal Obamacare. If you go through the congressional record, you can find significant speeches from almost every member of Congress talking about what they'd like to do and how they would change things. There isn't a lot of smoke and mirrors involved in this. And I think, Sander, we talk about the Democratic side of it?
Sure. Well, everyone who knows our sort of constitutional system, the House Democrats tend to be the stepchildren of our system of government here. When the Democrats are in the minority in the House and Senate and don't have the presidency, so I expect a lot of protest on the House side from the Democratic caucus, but not a lot of leverage or influence. Having said that, the Senate is a different body, and as Congressman John Dingell once said, the former chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, the Senate is where good legislation goes to die. And so the Senate was built and constructed by the framers to be a slow, deliberative body, and I certainly expect that to be the case on this effort. The some statistics to keep in mind, 32 states have expanded Medicaid in some form or another. 8 of those are controlled by Republican governors. There's 32 states also have some type of federal state partnership on the exchange. Some of those are, there are 11 that are state only. The other 21 have some type of integration with federal. So that gives us a sort of sense of pause that some of this legislation has major consequences, not just for Democratic senators in their states, but also for Republicans. So those things tell me that this is a slower slog in the Senate. There are also, on the Democratic side, there are 10 senators from Trump states up for re-election this year, 5 from very red Trump states. So
in 2 years, you mean?
I'm sorry?
In 2 years.
Up in 2018.
2018,
yeah, there,
yes.
There are 10 up in 2018 from Trump states and 5 from historically red states like Montana and North Dakota. So You're going to see folks on both sides of this. Interestingly enough, the two leaders of the Senate, Senator McConnell for the Republicans and Senator Schumer for the Democrats, were both once chairs of the Senate Rules Committee. So expect a battle on the procedural and mechanics of legislating to a level we probably haven't seen at all.